Mornings with Pat and Amy for Monday, April 27th, 2020. How are you? Coming up, the news. What the president said about injecting Clorox. Well, not Clorox, but anyway. We'll play exactly what he said. I promise, before you get all like, oh, they're going to... No, we're going to play exactly what he said. Could Tom Hanks cure the COVID, Amy?
Yes, because he's Tom Hanks.
Right. Good news. And then bad times at the grocery store. First, let's tell you about the news and stuff that we saw. Amy, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, why not?
So Governor Cuomo says that reopening the state will be done in phases when the pause order ends, which right now it's scheduled to end on May 15th. So for that to happen, the state and regional hospitalization rate must be in decline for 14 days straight.
So if we all pull it together and don't be like the dozens of jackasses I saw at the grocery store this weekend with no face masks on, despite the order that you're supposed to always wear a face mask, we just might have some things open. Just might. Might be nice.
Can it please be my hair salon? Because that would be nice.
I'm getting this poof thing now where if I wear a hat, it all just stands up like I'm some kind of psychopath. And while I appreciate that and my kid finds it funny, I find other people find it horrifying. So, yeah, that would be good. It'd be good.
The NFL draft is over. The first pick was Joe Burrow, the Heisman-winning LSU QB, to Cincinnati. The Bills ended up having a nice draft despite not having a first-round pick. They got defensive lineman AJ
Epinesa. Epi. We're going to call him Epi. Epinesa.
Out of Iowa in the second round. And the biggest surprise was when they drafted quarterback Jake Fromm in the fifth round.
Yeah, they thought a lot of people were like, well, you have Josh Allen. Why are you drafting a quarterback? You need a backup.
Go sport.
I know. That's Amy. I'm going to go sports on you because they need a backup. They need a good backup quarterback. And he's a good kid. Played for the Georgia Bulldogs, and he puts his hands between a man's crotch, and then he gets the ball from him, and then he throws it down the field, Amy.
I don't think you're giving me nearly enough credit. You should have seen my face as you started to say that, though. I'm like, I don't know where you're going with this, but...
Hut.
This is a PG-13 show. Get it together.
Look, these are factual statements. That's the center to quarterback exchange. That's all it is. So there you go.
In Buffalo, a man killed his wife in Allegheny County, then began dismembering her body. Police accused 52-year-old Philip Farron of killing his wife, Amber. Oh my God.
In the story, they had a specific mention about if you are in an abusive relationship, please seek help immediately. There's all sorts of 1-800 numbers you can do. It's a simple Google. Never, ever stay with anybody who's violent. That's what the story said. So it's alluding to that in this story, and we obviously don't know, but wow, that's horrific. And yeah,
that's like some Dateline stuff right there. 2020 lines, 60 minutes, horrendousness.
It's awful.
Yeah. In Rochester, it's official. City School District Superintendent Terry Dade is stepping down. He's moving on to the Cornwall Central School District in the Hudson Valley to hide, apparently.
Stay in Rochester where you have like a $30 million budget gap that you walked into, or go downstate where you're closer to your city. Stay in Rochester where there's fights all the time. Go to the Hudson Valley. I'm just saying he might choose the Hudson Valley every time. I'm just saying it's sad though, and I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Good luck.
Yeah, but yeah, good luck to him.
Yes.
So, good news, which was, you know, not surprising. In Syracuse, Villa Pizza Freak opened their first drive-up location, and the line was hours long. We called this last week.
Yes.
So, they are now making some changes. The drive-through hours have been extended to 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and all traffic can only enter via a right-hand turn, only from Bridge Street on to...
Sully Drive. We're going to go
Sully Drive.
Why not? I don't know. I don't know. We knew it was going to happen. Did you wait in line?
I did not because we needed to go to Home Depot. We didn't go to Home Depot because we knew the line was going to be all the way around the corner.
Yeah. And that's the thing. This weekend it was kind of like that. We'll have more about that coming up later. But I knew that the Pizza Freak was going to be crazy. And I mean, I'm happy for them because people really want the thing. So that's good. It's not a bad thing. It's just, yeah, you're going to have these long lines forever. It's like a Chick-fil-A just opened. Like, yes, in fact, it's worse. And not worse, but better but also worse in line with. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it is, it's insane. If you've never had one, which I still technically haven't, I know.
We need to work on this. We need to remedy that situation.
I'm going
to
go at 2 p.m. on Friday and line up and get one, because they're only open on the weekend. So I'm going to try to.
You better be there at like 1:30 then.
I'm camping from Thursday into Friday.
Like I said, you bring your tent. Mm-hmm. You are that first person in line to see that movie days ahead of time.
Only it's a pizza
first fruit. Event. Exactly.
What everyone was talking about this weekend is the president saying, well, he didn't literally say, I guess, to inject yourself with bleach, but that's what everyone took it.
That's the takeaway.
He had a bunch of medical advisor experts people talk late last week about ways they're trying to solve the coronavirus, and one of the things was that sunlight does kill it in like a minute. But, you know, that sunlight, you're outside, good. So he goes into this whole thing. Well, listen, this is exactly what he said, okay? I didn't edit it. I didn't cut anything. This is exactly what he said, and he was talking to the experts on the side in this clip about sunlight and hand sanitizer. Here you go.
So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs, so it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with.
Okay. Which doesn't sound great. Because
makes me tired. I'm just tired.
I mean, we all, you went to high school, right?
Yeah,
I did too.
Yes.
Now, I was not an A-plus student in biology or...
Nor was I.
Or in anything. But I do know that they don't usually open up the body and spray light on it. If you spray light, they don't usually inject with hand sanitizer because that's wild. I mean, it says do not ingest on the bottle because it can go ahead and hurt you. So that didn't sound good. And I've obviously everyone exploded on the internets and everywhere else about him saying this. So the next day, a reporter asks him if he wanted to clarify, and here's what he had to say about that.
But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room about disinfectant on the inside. But it does kill it, and it would kill it on the hands, and that would make things much better. That was done in the form of a sarcastic question to the reporters.
Okay.
No. To look into whether or not sun and disinfectant on the hands, but whether or not sun can help us.
So my question, Amy.
Yes.
In the first comment, in the first bit of audio there, did he sound sarcastic to you?
No.
And I got to tell you, there wasn't any, and he even reaffirms in that clip that he's saying it would work. So what's the dumbest science thing you've ever believed in or ever heard? It's like... That's up there. I'm not saying, and please understand, fresh air is good. Fresh air is a good thing. I've had a bit of a, I've been a verklempt lately and had a lot of throat gut.
Verklempt.
And I went outside yesterday and that was good. And it did help me, you know, just a little bit of air is good. It can help you feel better when you're sick. So that's true. Can be true. Anyway, it's not going to cure a virus, but it can help. But is there something stupid that you've ever believed or heard about science in your life that just makes you go, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard when it comes to air flat earthers, people who think the earth is flat?
That's what I was thinking of, too.
Right. Because that just, and that and people who are anti-vax. Like, I just, I can't get it through your head anymore, you know.
Or people that don't believe in climate change.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't.
Which, before I forget this, we need to discuss this in a little bit about anti-vaxxers because you remember the flock of Karens from last week?
I do remember the flock of Karens from last week. Yes. Oh, they're back. Ouch.
He's an anti-vaxxer. A well-known anti-vaxxer. We'll circle back to that train wreck and come back to that.
And here's just when like 90-some% of everybody who has a brain and researches things says, hey, this is probably a problem. Look, there's different solutions to it, and there's different ways you can go about it, but ignoring it is just irresponsible to me, personally, if nothing else. And you don't want to stop drilling, baby, drill. Okay, well, I always argue about climate change with, well, wouldn't you want to be energy independent and not buy oil from the Middle East that most people who have this opinion hate? Like, wouldn't you want to not buy anything from anybody and have it all for ourselves? Wouldn't you want to do that? I don't know. It just makes more economic sense, doesn't it, to go green? If you don't want to believe in climate change, fine, but it just makes more sense to change your economy is all. And that's why I've never understood why the big, no, that's stupid, and that's a bunch of liberal crap. And it's like,
We gotta remember that, you know, it's not necessarily government that's running the country anymore. It's money that's exchanging hands. True. It's big, huge companies that are funding the politicians. So, you know, everybody's got their hands in everybody else's pocket. So it's not about truly what's best for the planet or for people. It's, you know, what's in line pockets the most.
Yeah. And that's the truth of it. And that's if we can all agree on that. If you don't want to, believe what Amy and I say about politics or what we think, that's fine. But just remember one thing. We all agree on one thing. Every big billionaire company CEO is just a giant greedy SOB. I mean, almost all of them anyway. Almost all of them are. None of them are out there to help you. They're out to get everything they can from us. Of course they are. And that's the one thing I think everybody agrees upon. You don't have to be Republican or Democrat to understand that concept. And yeah, I just, when it comes to some of this stuff. But when,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm just, and I, to, back to the Trump thing, like just some of the most important people in my life are Trump supporters.
Sure.
But I don't understand is why don't his handlers say, you know, don't talk about the science aspect of it. If you need to talk, we need somebody to discuss the science aspect of it, bring in that doctor that's standing directly behind him and have the doctor that has the degree and knows what they're talking about.
I know, but
just pull them up to the mic and just say,
but who's going to tell the president of the United States, don't do that? I mean, I don't care what president it is. Who's going to tell the president of the United States? I don't care if it's Trump, Obama, I don't care who it is. Who's going to look at him and go, you're not going to do that? Yeah, okay. I'm the president of the United States. No one's telling him or her, hopefully someday, to do any of that.
Have you ever seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes.
Okay, so then you probably know the line of the mom saying, the man is the head of the house, but the woman is the neck. And she turns the head whichever way she wants.
Yes.
You need somebody
who
makes Trump think it's his idea.
Yes.
And then, that kind of manipulation is so sad to me. But
there are famous, brilliant people who need that every day. And I think every president needs that. And I mean, I think anybody who runs a company or runs anything is the boss of many people. I think they all need that one person who can just get you to redirect in the right way. And some people put a lot of stock in that and some people don't. And
most of these people live surrounded by yes men and yes women. Like, just people are there to hype you up and agree with whatever you say. You need somebody that's going to keep you grounded and give you that reality check.
Yep. And yes men are, that's the worst business model you can ever have, is have a bunch of yes men. In my opinion. Mm-hmm. Some people will disagree because they'll say, well, you get more done that way. And that's, I think that's why a lot of people like Donald Trump, because whether you think he's doing he gets something done. he does.
Sure does.
And sure he does it loudly. And some people really like that. And I understand. I get it. But this, I mean, it's just when you say one thing and then you insist you were kidding and you obviously said it, I don't know what else to tell you. He done goofed on that one and other things, but he goofed on this one for sure. And, it's still not as bad as flat earthers though. Flat earthers still, they just are a riot. And I can't just walk to the edge then. TV and movie news. The video game. Have you ever heard of the video game Uncharted, Amy? Are you a video game person?
Sure haven't.
Yeah, sure haven't. Okay. It's actually a lot of fun. It's like Indiana Jones, and it's really action-packed, okay. And it's cool. It's being made into a movie, and the release date of that movie has been pushed up instead of back, like most things have been lately.
Okay.
The Spider-Man star Tom Holland is actually going to lead the role of Nathan Drake in the movie. Mark Wahlberg will be his sidekick, which is interesting, playing Sullivan, and Antonio Banderas will also play an early close part. It will be released in July of next year instead of October, so that we have that to look forward to. Okay. And a lot of people are hoping that this may be the next kind of Indiana Jones sort of thing, because even though there's another Indiana Jones movie coming out, I'm convinced there's not a fourth one, because it was so bad. So, yes.
Was it Lara Croft video game?
It was, and the first movies weren't great, and the last one wasn't great either. They didn't do so well. So they just weren't, which is a shame, because the video games are badass, man. I love those video games, but
Angelina Jolie.
Which is always good. Might Tom Hanks' blood cure COVID? He and his wife, Rita Wilson, have both been approved to donate blood as part of an effort to find a vaccine for coronavirus. They were some of the earliest high-profile celebrities to test positive for it. Thus, they want their blood so they can try to build a vaccine.
As a matter of fact, I actually talked to somebody this past weekend who donated plasma because she recovered from coronavirus. And, you know, the numbers in our area, it's up to like almost 300 people that have done that.
Yeah. And that's great, though, because that's the only way we're going to get to this. So fantastic and good. If Tom Hanks cures COVID, I mean, he's officially.
Oh, my God. I love him so much. Right? He's been one of my favorites for forever.
I love him. A script for Mallrats 2. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, he just finished it. All of the original cast, including Ben Affleck, will be back for this movie.
That is commitment.
That is commitment. He's been back for almost all of Kevin Smith's movies that he was in early on, before he was anybody. He is also working on a script for Clerks 3. So I'm a big fan of all of his stuff, so I'm looking forward to Mallrats and Clerks 3. When will Walt Disney World open? I mean, we have no idea. But the one major financial analyst is painting a very grim picture. John Hodulik? Hodulik? Something like that. I'm not really sure. But John says, he's a managing director of UBS Estimates, that the parks won't open their doors to the general public. Not this summer. Not this fall. Nope. Not until January 2021. So if you were hoping for that trip, I wouldn't. Not that you
want. You know what? We were actually looking into possibly taking the kids to Disney in August since we missed spring break. Well, yeah, I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
We've taken Rory to Disney actually the last two Decembers. We went because her family lives in Daytona, which is about an hour and a half away. So we go down for Christmas. And the first year we went at Christmas time, never do that. Never go to Disney on Christmas, ever. Don't ever do it. It is a stroller hell. It is the worst. It was fun. It was fun. And at the end of the day, after I don't know how many hours there, I'm carrying him out of the park, or his mom is carrying him out of the park. I'm not doing anything. I'm just being a wuss. And he looks at us all and he goes, and this is a four-year-old child, looks at it and he goes, "Today was a good day." And that's all you needed. That's all you needed.
Not the best day, not, you know, just today was a good day.
Today was
Oh my God. That little
matter of fact. It was just the best. And then he fell right asleep on her. So it was great. But just in case you were thinking about going to Disney, yeah. Not probably gonna happen maybe the rest of this year, but I hope it is. The good news is there's plenty of it. Like SU coach Jim Boeheim and his wife Julie held their annual basketball. See what they did there? Not basketball. Basketball. They held it remotely, of course. They didn't actually hold the whole thing this week. And it raised money for the COVID-19 relief efforts in Central New York and was broadcast live from their home on NBC3 and CNYCentral.com. Breaking news and not shocking. Their house is beautiful. Since it began, the foundation has raised and donated nearly $5.5 million. Freed Buffalo? No, they're free. Feed Buffalo is delivering a week's worth of groceries to families and those who don't have access to getting food. It was started by 8 Days of Hope. It is a partnership between several churches, groups and the Buffalo Bills and Sabres foundations, too. They got involved with this. They hope to distribute about 4,000 pounds of food during the next few days, let alone over the next many weeks. So that's a really
amazing.
Yeah.
And shout out to two Mystery Henrietta firefighters who rescued a drowning dog. Officials say the golden retriever became entangled in a rope in the pond at Martin Road Park and was struggling to keep its head above the water. And the two firefighters freed the pup, who is okay and back with its owner.
Golden retriever is not always the brightest dogs.
They're not.
They're a beautiful dog. Absolutely gorgeous. But not always the brightest. They they tend to get themselves in compromising situations. But they're good dogs. And he's a very good dog. And I'm happy he's okay. How's your dog? Other than being TikTok famous.
She's on her way. That's my girl.
Atta girl.
I'll be TikTok famous. She's adorable.
What's the handle on TikTok for those who want to check out your dog?
Aim for the heart. And it's like underscore in between each word.
It's a pain in the butt, but that's okay.
It is.
It's adorable.
Listen, I am so late to this party, like not a whole lot left over.
your handle is the most millennial handle ever, like, because it's millennials are just getting into TikTok right now, and so most people have, you know, these very neat or short names, and yours is like eight dashes and stuff.
It is not that many.
It's like three underscores.
Listen, next time I gotta make up for a name for something, you do it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I experienced one of the most coronavirus things you can experience in this quarantine yesterday. I had to go to the Wegmans and get the foods. And we were actually low on paper towels, not on TP, but low on paper towels, which they have plenty of now. And I got there and there was a line and I went, oh, no, they were only letting so many people in the store at once. So there was a line. It was raining on me. That was great. And and it took a while. I probably waited 10, 15 minutes outside before I got in. And I understand why they're doing it. They're trying to make sure there's plenty of distance between everybody and that their store doesn't become overwhelmed. I totally understand. But I had to sit there, Amy, and I had to say to myself, self, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Because I hate lines. Oh, I hate lines. I am not ashamed to say it. I hate lines.
You need to take that time.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it out.
I did.
Just like, you know.
Yep.
While you're wasting that time, just think in your head about all of the things that you're grateful for.
And
meditate. That's what I've heard, at least.
I
rage out myself, but.
Right. I hear as well you're supposed to do things like that. I never do. I usually just swear under my breath and kick things. No, in this case, it was nice because I was wearing a mask. So it was like breathing into a paper bag. So, you know what I mean? Breathe in and out and control the breathing, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw people. They eventually got in, but then you see people like without masks. And I'm like, are you really? You have no mask on right now? What's wrong with you?
I experienced some Wegmans nonsense myself a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to wait in line like outside, but I witnessed customers getting nasty with people that work there. And this dumb lady didn't even have her mask over her nose. What is the point?
I saw that too. People who have it over your mouth, but not your nose. The whole point is to have it over your entire breathing cavity. Like, unless you don't breathe out of your nose. And even then, you're supposed to also have it over your nose. So what were they what were they arguing about?
This woman obviously sent her son ahead in line. And she went to go get some more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that she got back, he could have gone through and already had checked out, but he was standing there waiting. He was a kid. He looked probably about 13.
Okay.
And was kind of confused. And two or three of the staff members were like, were you called up here? What's going on here? And the mom comes back over and she goes, well, how am I supposed to get over there? And, you know, gets over there. And of course, you know, you can't say anything or really like smile to anybody because I go up to my cash register girl and she and I kind of just like make that eye contact at each other and just like roll our eyes like, come on. And then I look over and this lady's getting loud and don't know exactly what she was saying, but I instead of immediately going to the exit I turned left and the girl was like, oh, no, no, you got to go out this way. I said, I know. And I just took like three or four steps over and I leaned over to the guy and I said, I just want to tell you, you're doing a really good job. Aww. And I really appreciate you being here at work. And because I know how it is when there are times if somebody says something to you, that can ruin your whole day.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let him know, like, you're doing a good job. Like, you know, don't worry about that lady, who then proceeded to get nasty and snark about it all the way out to her car because unfortunately I was directly behind her.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for you to say that, though. I know, but man, people have some people. So you have two types of people right now, and it's different because you never used to kind of never know what you run into. Now you either have people who totally understand, and I think that's the overwhelming majority of people. I think most people, they understand what's going on. Even if they're inconvenienced, they go, well, I mean, what am I going to do? Be mad at people here? Like, what's the point? Or you have rage beast. It's either totally understanding or total rage beast right now.
Well, the thing is, it's the same concept as customer service people on the phone. Getting mean with customer service people on the phone, that's not going to get you anywhere because it's not their fault. Like, I understand that you're upset. I understand that you've got things going on because there have been situations where I get frustrated when I call companies, but, you know, you can't take it out on them. They're just doing their job.
I know, right? But sometimes
they probably don't want to be doing that job.
I know, but sometimes it feels really good.
Like sometimes... Oh, you're so mean. Oh, my God, you're so mean.
Over the phone, it feels good because you're never going to see that person. You're never going to talk to that person again.
That person could be getting off the phone with you and crying.
Yeah, they probably deserve it. They
work My best friend worked
company.
In customer service. What'd you just say?
Yeah, they probably deserve it. They work for a crappy company, should do a better job.
No.
Help the My last guy out.
My best friend worked for a customer in customer service for years.
Yeah.
And she got treated like garbage, and she's one of the nicest people ever.
I'm sure.
Not her fault.
I worked in customer service, too. And you
she
know,
was on the phone with you.
Well, that's the thing. See, I worked in customer service, too, and I also know 9 times out of 10 you could help them, but you don't feel like it because your protocol says you don't. You don't go off the script. So what now? What now?
Ooh.
Now what? Okay? Here's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. Now, I don't usually do that because I usually feel sympathy because I don't think it's a good job, even if they could help me. But I love when you're at Wegmans and someone in front of you, like you'll get Cheryl who had a coupon that expired and she decides to get snotty with a poor kid behind the counter who's like,
oh my God,
coupon's expired. What do you want me to do? And I love nothing more than to roll up there after she's been there with a smile and go, hi, how's it going? Tough day.
Huh? I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, how's your day going? Hopefully you can laugh about it.
Right. I like to look at, especially if they're younger, I like to look at them and be like, don't worry about her. She's just a dumb bitch.
Because
they can't say anything. They can't say anything. And they'll just go and just start laughing.
Sometimes, if that's what it takes to perk up somebody's day, see, that's what you got to do.
No, it is. And I realize, but I mean, she was. But I'm just saying that sometimes those little things, and they deserve it. Because these are people making like minimum wage. Maybe it's Wegman. They might make 15 an hour, but even then, it's not like they're rolling in it here. And they're trying to learn stuff, and they're trying to just to get through their day. And you got, you know, Cheryl here who has an expired coupon because she can't read. And the other thing, here's the other thing that drives me nuts about that. Go to the customer service desk. That's the whole point of the customer service desk. If you have a problem, it's to go up to the person at the customer service desk to go, oh, let me try to fix that for you.
Yep.
Because the cashier can't do nothing. They're just going to blink at you.
Nope. I was going to say, they can turn their light on and hold up the rest of the line. And
then someone from customer service comes. Right. And then what was the point? You could have just gone to customer service is all I'm saying. What did we learn on the show today? I learned that, you know, Amy, you were just one flaming lib. Tell you with your anti-Trump takes on this show. You know, some of us have to love this country. What did you learn?
USA. USA. I learned about that the NFL draft was over.
Yeah.
Is over, and that the Bills did okay.
They did. They got
they didn't have first picks.
They got a guy. And another guy, and a couple other guys.
No, I heard some other teams got guys too.
They did. A lot of teams got guys that are all going to play in the league, and some of them.
I'm going to be stalking on social media.
Some of them you may be stalking on social media because they are attractive men with tight bottoms.
has so, priorities.
Absolutely. We hope you have a wonderful Monday. We already have.
Yes. And we're going to slay. We're going to slay this Monday. Okay. Slay.
You are going to slay this Monday. If you're listening to this, we believe in you. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks to Rockbox Recording. Thanks to 315 Live. Thanks to 315 Brand as well for all of your support. Make sure you check out DJ Kobe, whose podcast is out there, the Kobe Cast, which is always a lot of fun. And he does all sorts. He tells stories about celebrities he's met. He did one with his wife the other day about a celebrity they met together. You've got to hear this freaking story. It's fantastic. Not safe for the kids, but very, very good. So look up the Kobe Cast. It's on Spreaker. It's everywhere you can get podcasts. So thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.